Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Tim, Doug, Iggy, Plowsy, Action Jackson.
The Ryan Kelly Morning After, 105.7 HD2.
The music video, surprisingly, is worse than the song. Which is a shocker. He's in black gloves. The guitarist looks like he's 65. Perfect for 2 minutes.
Iggy, we requested this because Chris Jericho is in the building.
Yeah, Iggy, what are your thoughts?
Pitch out, nobody going.
Even Doug's not even here.
Yeah, Doug's passing.
I think he knew what was coming.
Fozzie. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 105.7 HD2 FM, the Potted Plants, Maggie O'Brien's. 9 o'clock hour, we will be at Maggie O'Brien's this Wednesday night for TMA Live. That's presented by Engineer Design Facilities and then at Normandy for the Michelob Ultra presentation of the Dotem. Friday is 100% sold out. My sources tell me if you want to play on Thursday, there are some foursomes available for Thursday. Friday, sold out. Thursday, if you and three friends want to play on Thursday, you can get tickets at tmastlshop.com. That's what we got from Jesse on Saturday. Right, Jackson? Am I right on that? Nurse?
Mm-hmm.
Nurse? Yes, indeed. Not a lot, but a couple. So go to tmastlshop.com. That's for Thursday, Friday, completely sold out. We will be there for a live broadcast at TMA on Thursday morning and on Friday morning. We will be off next Monday as a show. We will be off next Monday, and we're doing that because we're doing six shows this week, so we're getting Monday off. Hopefully the hate mail is kept to, I don't know, what do you think, 31 and a half, I'll send.
Should we have a sleepover Sunday night?
Yes. Nice. Doug is not here. Iggy is not here. So 2 out of 3 gets us the vote. So we will have a sleepover. That's
nice.
Great.
Nice.
It's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Maggie O'Brien's 9 o'clock hour. Family Golf is also a sponsor of the Dotem. And you can get 50% off a swing analysis right now by going to Family Golf. As a matter of fact, I had a listener reach out to me yesterday and told me, called Family Golf and talked to Adam Betts. And Adam Betts knew exactly what he was talking about, that 50% off a swing analysis. So he's going to get that at Family Golf. Go online at Family Golf Online, and they have opened up the grass tees at Family Golf. So if you like Doug to work on your compression off the turf, you can do that, not necessarily off the mat, because I think the mat might be a little misleading on compression.
Oh, yeah, you think you're hitting the ball pretty well when you hit off a mat.
Right. So, you know, that way if you want to go ball first, contact, go ahead. They've got it now open. The grass does look incredible there on those tee boxes at Family Golf. And they got a short game area. I mean, they have one indoors, but they have another one that they're building. If you're facing the building from the range, it's on the left. And it looks so good.
It'd be a perfect day.
My goodness. Family Golf, familygolfonline.com. Another sponsor of the Dotem is Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. Doug, tell the audience what your experience has been at Munganess, because I think you've had a positive one.
Oh, man. I can't say enough. They've let me try driving several different cars now, and I can't thank them enough for that. And right now, they got me in a Highlander Hybrid. It's the car, a big SUV, big, couldn't be more comfortable. The controls are easy, which I like, and it gets like 35 miles a gallon, makes no noise at all. Sometimes I got to be sure I turn it off. This car is so quiet, so smooth, so comfortable. And Munganess, they've helped me with service. I had a car in there to get service, and they were just great with that. Everything about them has just been unbelievably wonderful. And they even had me at their Christmas party. I sat there with Jamie Burkhart and Clayton at the Christmas party. How wonderful was that?
They've been actually texting me with suggestions about what to do in Branson. And I was like, these guys are awesome. Not only they help your car, they just listen to the show. They're just good people, man.
Yeah. They gave me a Toyota Sienna van to drive to Hilton Head. When Jamie heard that I was going on family vacation,
how about that? Has,
oh, you're going to need a minivan. I goes, yes, please.
Oh, those new vans.
God,
don't play.
It was great.
They don't play.
The second row seats been completely down. It's like you're in a recliner.
Yeah, absolutely love them.
Oh, I do too.
StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com. They are the best. Mm-hmm. Munganess, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. A lot of Blues discussion here on the program. And a lot of Cardinal discussion in our Munganess 7 o'clock hour. Just talked about the article in the Post-Dispatch regarding Stan Kroenke's exit. That is a major recommended reading. And if you are interested in the Kroenke Clown Nose shirt, they're going like hotcakes this morning. Yeah, they are indeed. Jackson, what is... those are going like... Plus the TMA Golf head cover. You can see that on the Twitter tweets. And everything is at TMASTLShop.com. TMASTLShop.com, the TMA Golf Club head cover, the Kroenke Clown Nose, the kids vacuuming an S t-shirt, the Kroenke Sucks t-shirt, the Puck Kroenke t-shirt, along with the TMA logo, the B-Fib shirt. All of this merch is up there at TMASTLShop.com. Check it out and have yours ready for Saturday night when the Blues host the Avalanche at the Enterprise Center. Doug, let's just have a 1-1 series for Game 3. Can I ask for that? Is that reasonable?
A 1-1 series for Game 3.
Yeah, that means the Blues win one in Denver.
Neutralize home ice.
Okay. Oh, gosh, you'd take that. Sure you would.
God, right.
Yeah. God bless.
Yeah, no, but I'd like them both, Timmy.
Oh!
I'm going to get greedy. Bill.
Two of them
get
things.
A little greedy. I'd like them both. Okay, it's not that funny. They can just keep from losing both. I think they're fine.
What would you rather have? And be honest here, because I'm putting you on the spot. It's not fair. The Blues win the series or me win my fan page club championship match?
Blues win the series.
You didn't hesitate, I noticed.
No, I didn't hesitate at all.
We've seen the Blues win a cup. We haven't seen you win a fan pin.
Fan pin is a Shishawali event. The Blues are playing for keeps, fellas.
Look at that board up there, Doug.
Yeah, I see we have some players. Iggy, you've updated it.
I've updated it, yeah.
Do we have a forfeit?
Sean, yeah, we had one forfeit. I don't know what happened there.
That only happens in a Shishawali tournament.
Someone looked at their schedule and said, nope, not doing it.
I just get the emails from Sean updating the bracket, and he had that one as a forfeit, so I guess the guy said, I can't play. So eight of the 16
So it's possible for someone to forfeit their way all the way to a championship.
That's correct.
Yeah, it could be.
Probably moved.
Well, Sean, I think last year, I think Cletus forfeited won by three forfeits. So half of the matches are done. Those other eight matches, and we'll get
done.
Well,
we'll have two more today, for sure.
So the other six got to get done by next Sunday, or it'll be coin flips.
Yep. I'll be happy to put a pistol to somebody's head.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't.
Nope.
I see Danny Stack took his player to Walters to 19 holes.
Before
Timmy,
losing?
Timmy Walters, Doug. Remember him? He wrote in about the Matt Holliday.
Yeah.
He had a hole-in-one in the first round. That's Timmy 14 Walters. Handicap. And I think Stack's about the same. That's probably a toss-up match, and it went to 19 holes.
Anybody watch it?
Okay.
I doubt it.
And the club lets him play another hole? They let him start over again on one?
Yeah, with the gallery there? Of course.
But aren't there more players there just not
the
involved in
the tournament?
The players respect
the event. Maybe some people don't respect the event.
Okay, well, color me disrespectful of the event.
We had that at Normandy. I think it was me and, God, who was it?
The same guy who made the design on the shirt.
I forgot whoever it was.
Chris Heck?
No, the year that I missed that three-footer. To win the match, and we had to go to 19. I miss a lot of three-footers.
Yeah, he just had a moment of realization.
I miss a lot of three-footers in that.
Matter Bowl's
no, tonight. No, he beat me on 18, I think. God, I forgot who it was. Anyway.
Good story.
It might have been Billy Shacklady, actually.
All right.
Okay. Missy wasn't there, but Billy Shacklady.
Doug, just names.
Who are these? Who's Missy?
Oh, people know Shaq.
We're just going into the fan page, just naming off names.
You said we had a million listeners last hour. How many of them know Shaqley?
A lot of them.
About 600,000.
Most of the million
He's been brought up here a bunch. But we went to 19. We went back to number one, and there was a group on the tee, and there was another group behind them waiting.
Well, sure.
And Cletus walked up and goes, guys, you know, this is the morning after Fan Page Club Championship, and these guys are going to extra holes. Do you mind if they go in front of you?
What? And they said okay?
They said yeah, so we just went up there and hit. And I was a little upset already in the first tee because somehow they came up with a rule that if you go to a playoff, the handicap doesn't count. You don't no longer get strokes. And I should have got a stroke on that hole.
Well, it's your protest.
I did, but
you
didn't
were
matter.
Robbed again. Robbed again.
So I was already at a disadvantage having to play Shackley straight up on a hole, and he bombed it down to the bottom of the hill, and I had nothing to do. I tried to crush it and hit it left. Lost.
Nerves.
Not
both
nerves.
On the tee and the green.
Not nerves, just. So depending on when you play your match, I mean, if you play your match at 2 o'clock and it's probably like almost 7, there's probably nobody on the first tee.
You just go play like a game of Madden. That decides it.
Why don't you just have a chip-off on the practice
course? Just flip a coin.
Bill.
Foot race.
And then handicap wouldn't matter, and you wouldn't be butting in front of other golfers who have paid to play.
I think we did that in the first year when we had like three different brackets. After you lost, you went to the loser's bracket, then it went to the Bubba Watson ball striker bracket, and we just kept having every time I lost, I started a new
yeah.
bracket.
Yeah, I know.
And I think we had, where we went, there were like four players in the finals, and we just said, let's just chip it off.
Yeah.
So we did chip it off.
That's probably more fair.
Lost that one, too.
No, oh, nerves.
Then we started a fifth bracket.
Get yourself a sedative.
Chip-off bracket. So you six matches. You got until Sunday to fit. I don't really care. I'm not running it. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, now you're running a tight ship.
All I'm, no,
now
all
that
I'm
you're
doing,
out of it.
All I'm doing is writing the beautiful bracket.
That's calligraphy right there, Jack.
That Jesse put together for us. And the winner will get that, too. All five of us will sign that for you, and you can put that in your Rathskeller.
But Plowhawk, I'd love to see you make it there, man.
Yeah,
that's nothing against Chris Heck. I mean, the guy designed these incredible golf club head covers for us. But I'd just love to see you in the mix.
I'd love to see it.
How many seeds are you getting today, bro?
I think 12 or 13. My guess is I would have to shoot a 90 at Gateway.
You can
to be
do
in
that.
Contention.
You could do that.
Right, because he would probably shoot a 77, 78. You would think as a
Doug, what did Chris Heck shoot in his first round match?
I don't know.
I mean,
against,
I'm just guessing
Chris Raby.
Around what he
Raby made
shoot.
It sound like he shot four under.
Well, Raby didn't come ready to play.
Yeah, I don't think it would have mattered what he shot anyway.
Because he wasn't ready. You know,
hoodie with the sleeves cut off.
So Raby, can't put on your golf shoes? He said, nah.
But if I could shoot a 90 at Gateway, I think
you just play what I told you in your first round, and it worked for you.
Yeah.
You just want to play bogey golf. Yep. That's all you want to do. He's not going to par every hole.
Do you owe your first round win to Iggy's advice?
It was great advice.
Yep.
Florida Flower went there on 18 with me, kind of give me that emotional support.
Look, if you think you got a 3-wood into a hole on a par 4 and you got 230 or something to the hole, you want to bust a 3-wood, you take out a nice little 7-iron, put it down there to 80 yards, get on the green, 2-putt, get out. He doesn't make par, you win the hole. If he makes par, you tie the hole. It's the worst
thing. Yeah, look at that.
I'm going to be Layup McGee, I think, today.
Layup McGee, they call him.
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
I just made it up, I think.
Layup Louie.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it'll be fun nonetheless. I'm, like I said, I'm glad. Half the battle in golf is playing with good people, having good weather. We obviously have that. So if this is my last day in the tournament, not going to be upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, TMA could be erased from the tournament by 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
In which case, we'll probably lose a lot of interest in it.
We'll stop
That's
filling
still
out
sponsored by Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be paying attention.
Won't lose interest.
Just Sean send me the updates and I'll put them on the bracket. I don't really care.
We just take off the board and just act like it just didn't happen.
Iggy, that's why you needed to take the place of someone who was going to forfeit. Say, if you forfeit, Iggy comes in and takes
that's
your place.
Happening.
He's back in.
It's not happening.
Why not?
That's not fair. Everybody paid their entry fee and that guy's going to win by forfeit. Oh, you got another match. Iggy, who lost, is going to play. And that's not fair.
Yeah, but you don't sign up wanting to win on a forfeit. Nobody wants
to probably not, but he had no choice. Probably the guy said, well, I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks or something. If you knew that, why did you even play? Unless something came up. Maybe his wife is in labor. And I don't know.
Nothing was worse as a kid than when the other team didn't show up.
I agree with you, Jackson. That was the worst.
And then, like, one person on your team had to, like, go play for them so you could just get, like, a scrimmage in. And like, if you were that one guy, that sucks.
But that's better than having to go home.
Right, but that was the case sometimes where the other team just wouldn't show up or wouldn't have enough people and they just call it and you have to go home.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's worse than like a weather thing with baseball because it's like at least like you can see that that's happening. But
that happened to us once in CYC basketball. The other team had four. And I said, any of them have a brother? slightly younger, slightly older. I don't care. Put him. No, we can't do that. This is a forfeit. Go home. Ugh. Wait, I thought the idea here was to try to let the kids play. No, they forfeit. They only got four. You got to have five. Okay, well, how about one of our little brothers? No, none of it will work. It's like they were just thrilled to announce that there was a forfeit, and then you'd all have to go home.
Oh, the absolute worst.
Plowhawk, you'll be getting 11 pops today, I believe, if my calculations are correct.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Here we go.
What's 75% of 15? I guess it might be 11, or?
Yeah.
You're playing to a 15?
No, I'm an 18. He's
18
a three.
Minus 3.
15 strokes.
Unless he's a course 2. Doug, is Chris Heck a course 2?
I don't know.
I'm a course 3, and Matt, is it Portell or Portal?
It's Fortell's Pizza.
Portelli.
Well, the 11 strokes.
He's a 14, and then so that's 11, and then you do 11 times 0.75, it's 8.25, so he's getting 8 pops from me.
Right, so, but yeah, but 15 times 0.75 is 11.25. You round that down.
Okay.
Tidy with 11.
I thought I... Yeah,
I'm up to 4.2 index, but I'm a course 3 at Gateway from the white tees. From the blue tees, I would imagine it'd be higher, but from the white tees,
I puckered a little bit there. 11's not as much as I thought I was going to get, but again...
But you've got Doug's glue guzzler on your bag.
Well, I'm probably not going to have time to get a ski mask.
Oh, you had a buy it for him? I thought he had one.
I told him where to get it. I hope he didn't.
He said he would wear a mask. Bring a get mask.
Oh, just like pantyhose.
Yeah, that'll do.
I got a rubber sippy
like
mask.
Like you're robbing a bank in like 82.
Right. Lips all pressed up on it.
Tell him I'll bring it. I got it in my unboxing.
Oh, this is going to be...
It's a rubber sippy mask. You know, back when everybody had to wear a mask, this guy sent it to me in the unboxing. It's got a zipper on it. So you can... You know, have it on, and when you need to take a drink in a crowded place, you just unzip it, drink, zip it back up. And it's rubber, kind of like a GIMP mask. I can bring that if he wants to wear that.
I think the extra brackets are created every year after Iggy loses. It complains loud enough to get a bunch of other new losers to form a bracket so he gets even more free golf. That's from Rich with the nipple studs and full bush.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I think I just said that, didn't I?
Yeah, he's
you act like you're making something up. Bushman.
Bushman.
I think we all saw that.
Yeah, I think I just said it. Every time I lost, I made up a new bracket.
It was set. That is correct. Hey, are you feeling like you are a little tired? Are you feeling a little anxious?
Yeah, yeah.
You feeling like you've put on some weight?
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Checking all the boxes.
Right around the gut.
Once you get out there.
Well, here's a solution for you. Go to Mentality. Go to lowtusa.com and get your levels test it. That's what you can do. It's FDA-approved testosterone treatment, board-certified physicians who work with most insurance. Some of the symptoms that you could have is decreased mental acuity, attention span, and stress that can cause focus issues on even the most simple tasks. You might notice belly fat, feeling bloated, and a lack of lean muscle and tone that used to be easy to get rid of or maintain, and low libido if you're disinterested in your spouse or partner, which can lead to relationship problems. So, Mentality can take care of it. And I went out there and I got my levels tested. It took about 15 minutes. It was easy as can be. What a great staff they have there, too. At Mentality, two locations in the St. Louis area, but go to lowtusa.com to find out what works best for you. The normal range for testosterone is large. If you've been to a doctor and they told you that you were normal without understanding the range or testing your free testosterone, it wasn't fully looked at. Come get checked with Mentality. lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com. And while you're there, think about it. Coming up on Balloon Party, 101 ESPN, me and Action Jackson, Joey Vitale, 10:35, Jackson, is that right?
Yep.
10:35 on Balloon Party, 101 ESPN. Pepper and Genie, my favorite podcast going. I like Joe Buck's podcast, and I like Pepper and Genie. And then it depends on Holly Randall's guest.
That's I don't know Holly Randall.
So you ought to download it. You'll enjoy it.
Oh.
Good DP talk. What do you guys got going on Pepper and Genie?
I thought we'd do a little gay talk today.
Yeah, we'll see.
That seems like that's kind of your bailiwick on Mondays.
No, well, Plowsy was talking about the gay bar, and I've been to gay bars, and Plowsy's been to gay bars, and we can talk about that, some of the fun we've had at gay bars, and if you were gay, what male would you most like to bang?
Oh, oh come on!
This is Pepper and Genie. While you're driving over to Gateway today for the Fan Page Club Championship
world?
Presented by Michelob Ultra, so something you can listen to.
I have a type, for sure. And I think also breaking it down, what traits we provide that, you know, the gay community really gravitates towards.
I only bring that up because I just happened to see D'Angelo Hopkins' latest TikTok of me saying that I could have had George Michael. So that just got me thinking, you know, hey, if we weren't gay, who would we want to sleep with?
Well, maybe you are, if this is the topic.
Or even if we're not gay, who do you want to sleep with?
Why would you go to gay bars if you're not gay?
Yeah, I'm playing Gin.
Gay friends, and it's a fun place to party.
Yeah, Gin Rummy over the weekend with a couple of our friends, and had to explain to them what, you know, a bear and a twink was, and a wolf and an otter.
Sure.
I'm a great gym player.
You know, it's great to see when people aren't aware of those kind of terms.
Yeah.
And you can see their faces light up when you kind of explain, hey, you're a bear. Don't take that as any disrespect.
Right.
You're just a hairy gentleman.
And you're an otter.
No, I'm a twink.
Twink.
Right.
Yeah. Kyle Tipton, these were types of hell twinks. Of an otter. Love Kyle.
So why?
He is the definition of an otter. You ever seen one?
Who is him?
Kyle Tipton. Former board.
Do you consider him to be a bear or a...
I don't know. I haven't seen him in years.
Definitely an otter.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with bears or otters.
Here we go.
No, it's Charisse, who is going to be in the dating game from Siegfried's Liquor and Lace, Lisa Ann dating game, just texted me yesterday and said, the porn star is Lisa Ann, correct? I guess she wants to do some research. And I just brought up her Wikipedia page, copied and said, yeah, here, just do some research here. And I never read her. Have you ever read her Wikipedia page?
Who's?
Lisa Ann's?
I have not.
Well, there's some stuff on there I didn't know.
We're going to hear some of that stuff now.
Well, the one that really stuck out to me is because we never talked to her about her love life and names of people she's been with. But I think she was on, I think it was TMZ was interviewing her. And TMZ asked, how many athletes have you slept with? And her answer was, well, I've been in this industry over 20 years, so at least over 100.
Oh.
Slept with over 100 athletes, professional athletes? I found that interesting. I mean, we've never asked her that, but that was a nice
covered on Wednesday night at Maggie O'Brien.
Nice little tidbit, I thought.
Fun facts for no one tell.
Yeah.
Doug, you looked like you were going to say something.
Well, I think her 100 is maybe more believable than your 500.
Ah! Well, I think they're both believable.
Well.
Well,
I believe her.
If you just, love stories.
If you just do the math of me in Bermuda for 5 years and what I was doing down there, I mean, you almost hit it there.
That's the kind of rate you were on in Bermuda. Was that a hotbed of sexuality?
It was at least one every week, one different one every week. If I hit it off with the one, I would spend the week with her. But if I just had sex and wasn't interested, I'd go to another one. There were some weeks I had four or five in a week.
You were a hell of a playboy.
You do need 3.5 a week, if my math is correct, for 5 years to get to 500, I think, just in Bermuda.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting 500 just in Bermuda, but there's a big chunk of it there.
How many people are even there in Bermuda? I mean, it's not a big populated island, is it?
Well, there's something called tourism, Doug.
Doug, you're about to get schooled.
That's why St. Louis played in England.
You think it's only locals coming in there?
Locals only.
Well, I don't know how you meet all these tourists, but just by working at the hotel?
They stay at the hotel. One of the best hotels on the island at the time, and they all stayed there.
And they all had their eye on you. A certain bellhop.
Bellhop?
You weren't a bellhop. You were a waiter.
I was a waiter.
And you'd go to their table, and you'd make flambé, and they would say, my daughter's with us. Please, here's a nice young gentleman who knows how to cook a little bit. Why don't you show her Bermuda? That's how it happened. 500 times.
Pretty much. No, not 500. Some I picked up on my own. A lot I picked up on my own. Go up to the touch.
Doug, go up to the touch.
What does that mean?
Nightclub in Southampton Princess.
Oh, imagine going to a nightclub called the touch.
After a plate full of jerk chicken.
I'd walk in there. I just had my pick.
You would?
Pretty much.
Based on what?
Looks.
Guys, Lisa Ann may have been with over 100 pro athletes, but she's never seen athletes like she will see on Thursday and Friday.
Right.
It takes a real athlete to weigh 350 pounds and shoot a 118 in a scramble after eating 12 donuts and 4,000 calories in barbecue. That's from Al, and he's over in Dadeville.
Right, that's where he is.
For sure.
Will there be any former professional athletes at this event on Wednesday?
God, you would have to think so.
Yeah, Freeze is talking about coming in.
Yeah, I would imagine. He's caught the golf bug.
I don't know who else would. It's almost a. Maybe Cam Jansen will be there. No, that's a different station now, isn't it?
Caught the golf bug.
Yeah. Guys, what a shock. The two guys on staff who admit they're willing to bottom for a small amount of money have been to gay bars and continuously talk about wanting to be gay on their podcast. It's pretty obvious that someone here is being lied to, and it's Plowboy's girlfriend. That's from the St. Charles Hermaphrodite.
I think if you listen to it not knowing me and Iggy, it does sound like a desperate cry for help.
Yeah. But we're looking for penis.
Cut that off.
Looking for what?
Not lying.
Penis.
Oh.
According to our listeners.
I thought that's what you said.
According to our listeners, that what Plowsy and I are looking for penis.
Well, if the price is right,
it's
I'll get
true,
my pads on.
True, but you can
on.
Say what you want.
Billy, Bill.
Makes for a good topic.
What kind of price are you looking for to get the knee pads?
I'm just saying, you got to strive for comfort in those situations. You're already in a vulnerable spot.
Well, maybe don't get yourself in that situation.
Well, this is why you listen to the podcast.
What's it going to take for you to get yourself a pair of knee pads? $1,000?
Probably more than that. It all depends on how long.
That'd be the easiest of everything you'd have to do.
I want to talk about it more, but it's going to have to find itself in Pepper and Genie. And I cannot wait to listen. That is coming up after this show on the podcast. Make sure you're subscribing to The Morning After STL. And it'll be there along with Balloon Party Joey Vitale joining us coming up on 101 ESPN at 10:35. Stratum Structural Systems online at stratumrepair.com. Starts to get hot in St. Louis. People start to have foundation issues, and that's one of their specialties at stratumrepair.com. The great Matt Forworth, the great Brett Groman, Stratum Structural Systems, 314-620-8153 for basement crack repair, for foundation peering, for settling homes, for Boeing or rotating wall repairs, for basement waterproofing services like sump pumps, interior and exterior drainage solutions, egress window installation, concrete leveling, and downspout extensions. They do it all, and they're local. They're in Chesterfield, Missouri, and they are in Columbia, Illinois, and I have worked with them personally, and I can tell you that they do outstanding work. 314-620-8153. That's the number. When you call, let them know you are a TMA listener, and you get $100 off your repair project. Think local. Think Stratum. Stratum Structural Systems. StratumRepair.com. And now you are thinking about it.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. Who's leading? JV Golf Coach has two, and Timmy Tom has two, and Hammer and Hank has two.
Yep. Yep.
Hammer and Hank, kind of an upstart. He's live. Misty Plops has a win. Steven Wildwood has a win. Old guy in the black shirt, he has a win. Brian Henschen has a win. Here we go. That's who we got.
All right.
I am a nervous wreck about the dotem. I mean, what if I see Tim? What if he sees me? What if I get nervous and say something stupid in front of him? But this is an email about Albert's relief appearance. It reminds me of a whimsical true life story. Call it fate. It was those few days that Raleigh Fingers was a Redbird. He was playing catch with Simba before the blockbuster trade to Milwaukee. So, anyways, Uncle Skip's drinking buddy Tony was schnookered. Started mouthing off to Raleigh, telling him he was all washed up. Well, next thing you know, Raleigh tells him to come on the field and say it to his face. And then they started talking below their brother and went into the dugout. Then thus started talking
I don't like the email.
Below their brother
never
and went into the dugout.
He just sends.
But you put it in the filtered file.
Yeah, you thought it was okay.
Yeah, well, I don't read them all the way through.
Oh! God. Wow, that'll be played in a deposition.
Yeah.
That'll be played in a deposition. I didn't have a camera, so you will have to take my word for it. But Raleigh was giving Uncle Skip a Pokemon death punch? And that is the story of why Raleigh changed his name to Fingers. That's from first name is Harden, his last name's Thick. I wonder if he's related to Robin and Alan Thick.
Kevin Miller. Probably who it was.
Oh, it was.
Big win last night. Pools pitched. What fun. Blue schedule's out. Not happy with the times, but we're still here. Let me flip on the radio and see what they're talking about. What? A guy who wants to caddy for a guy for free in the middle of a weekday afternoon, but doesn't want his face shown on the video because his wife's an amateur porn star, and he thinks we actually care about his privacy so much that he feels the need to call in and ignore the fact that Tim said several times that he doesn't want to deal with it? Okay, that makes sense. Stop! Stop it! The irony of it all is the tournament is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Every commercial there shows the fittest people in the world swimming, running, biking, and then enjoying a Michelob Ultra at some cool urban rooftop. If the people at Ultra saw these walruses in the tournament drinking their product while they test their blood sugar levels after their round, they would probably take it out of their hand and remove the sponsorship. Also, I saw a pic of Plowsy at Normandy. If he loses any more weight, he'll evaporate. I take in the same amount of calories and beer each week, and I weigh twice as much. I am just jelly. I'm tired of it. Steve, one cardinal way.
Steve, one cardinal way.
P.S. I have three pairs of Muggsy pants, and they are so kind to my dad bod. That's Steve at one cardinal
way. Okay, hell yeah. We've all got Muggsy pants now.
Yeah, we do. And Young. Can we circle back to the nervous celebrity putt no one asked for involving Ken Boutrostrode? So per Ken, if an unwitting golfer doesn't say anything, he's just going to step right in and miss that 5-foot putt for them. I don't see how this doesn't go well, you guys. Imagine the look on the participants' faces when they walk up to the 18th green to find old man Wrinkles smoking a dart, standing over their ball, ready to nervously launch their 3-foot putt 7 feet past the hole. You've heard old man Wrinkles hijack the show. Now watch him hijack this hole. Think about it, Doug. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin. No specials this week, but make sure to subscribe to my ASMR page and ring that bell for updates on all the exclusive content.
Well, Brian Henshin, no specials this week.
There'll be an automatic 2-putt, so there won't be any 2-second putts, you dumbass.
Ah!
And finally, when the doctor told me I had a slap tear, my initial reaction was one of joy because I finally have something in common with the incredibly handsome and incomparable Tim McKernan. I asked the doctor if I would need to get surgery on my shoulder. Imagine my surprise when Dr. Grundle told me that both of my shoulders are structurally sound and do not require surgery. He proceeded to explain that the slap tear is actually located in my butt. My partner James was a little rough with me last night, but he had just been self-furloughed from his job and he took his frustrations out on my backside. Anyhow, I've elected to see if my gape heals by itself before I opt for invasive surgical procedure. I will need to practice complete anal rest for the next 3 months, but that doesn't mean James and I have to practice total sexual abstinence. Since we make love exclusively in public, he can still shower me in his golden stream. We engage in heavy petting at PetSmart and motorboat at Menards. James wears a full C-cup. One question, though. Does anyone on the dais have one of those little hemorrhoid pillows I can borrow while the slap tear in my hole properly heals? That's from the JV golf coach.
Okay. JV Golf Coach.
The Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email. Hey!
Boy, there's not much to pick from there.
I think there's an obvious winner today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Henshin has no specials this week, so he's out. I'll go Steve Cardinal Way, I guess.
Now, does he have a win yet this month?
Yeah.
Or is he going by Steve in Ballpark Village? Was his first email Ballpark Village?
I just put it in Steve as well.
Well, both of them anyway, Steve and wherever you are.
Steve is shipped! The Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email of the day, and now he's tied for first. Bah. JV Golf Coach Timmy, Tom Hammer and Hank, and Steve and Wildwood tied. And keep in mind, we are giving away 4 tickets to a Cardinals game on June 14th for the winner of our Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email of the month. If you haven't made the plans to do so, get to Maggie O'Brien's on Wednesday night for TMA Live. Starts at 7 p.m. The dating game, Lisa Ann, Jennings Randolph Jr. I wonder if there'll be a hot FFF. Has there ever been an FFF in Sunset Hills? Do you know the history of Sunset Hills? Do they track that at City Hall?
I think they do track it, and as of yet, no, there's never been one.
Oh, my goodness, a first.
Yeah, I don't believe there ever has been one, no.
And the Dotem, and I believe there are some foursomes available for Thursday, so if you want to play in the Dotem, go to TMASTL.com and order your foursome on Eventbrite, and you can play on Thursday. Friday, completely sold out. It's all presented by Michelob Ultra, and it gets underway at 10:30 Thursday and 10:30 Friday. It is the Dotem, presented by Michelob Ultra, and also our friends at Family Golf and Munganess St. Louis Acura and Alton Toyota Jackson and I are about to head down the hallway, Doug.
Come and get your whooping.
And we will talk it over with Joey Vitale at 10:35. Lots to get to on Balloon Party, and I know even more to get to on Pepper and Genie, as the types of guys Iggy and Plowhawk would like to sleep with will be covered on this edition.
Pepper and Genie.
Is that a cowbell I just heard? You hear a cowbell?
I did.
Yeah, I think it was my coffee cup. I'll do it again.
There it was. That was what I heard. Time for us to shut it down for Action Jackson, for the Plowhawk, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, the Potted Plant, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL from the Michelob Ultra Studios.
Everything's getting more expensive these days. Gas, rent, and even your music. While other music services keep jacking up their prices, Live One is letting you lock in the best music membership at the best price. Live One Plus is just $3.99 per month. Get all your favorite music ad-free, along with unlimited skips and maximum audio quality. Beat inflation with the best deal in music at just $3.99 per month. Visit liveone.com/bestmusic to get Live One Plus now.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet. It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol center for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.